This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, October 11th, 2018. We are now just 26 days out from what, to this point historically, is the most important election ever. The entire world is watching. Now, what was the theme of the broadcast on Monday? What was the theme of the broadcast on Tuesday? What was the theme of the broadcast on Wednesday? That the left is escalating into outright terror acts ahead of the election, and they're going to launch terror attacks ahead of the election. They're going to launch terror attacks after the election. They are going to escalate because it's part of a continuum. It's part of a program. It's part of an operation. It's part of a shake and bake. Just like you go to the store and get some pancake batter, all you do is add milk. It's a program that the globalists have carried out in hundreds of countries in the last 150 years. And so right on time, we're going to cover this when we come back from break. Man who planned D.C. suicide bombing wanted to stop Republicans suspending electoral process. Domestic terrorist was angry about the country's direction, cooking a giant bomb reportedly at the end of his lonely cul-de-sac in the basement. Complete whacked out leftist if you go look at all of his posts. The media is trying to cover this up, but he said that he was angry about the Enlightenment and Christianity and the Renaissance. It's Christians 500 years ago that created the Renaissance and the medicine and the technology and the end of slavery and everything. And if you actually read what this guy's into, it's a very nihilistic system that I would closely resemble to the Jacobins. And again, why are the Jacobins so critical? If you talk to any historian of long-term human development, any historian of the span of human development, you will discover that they all know that the term leftist did not exist until the Jacobins. Previous to that, you had the right-hand path and the left-hand path, meaning the path of God, the path of the devil. Sinister being the left, right being the hand of God. And it was also associated with the feminine and things like that. And you had cults and groups that worshiped the left-hand path. That's why you've got Baphomet famously with the left hand and the right hand, saying he basically controls both. Okay? They wanted to contemporarily bring that into the world. They wanted to abolish the family, have 9-day work weeks, limit the amount of months in the year, totally change the order of things, and overturn reality to blaspheme God. And they were going to sell people on a utopia under their Luciferian satanic takeover. But at the top, they admitted, and their own documents were seized by the German government and others, and it was confirmed to be accurate, that Adam Weishaupt's Illuminati was actually behind the whole Jacobin situation in the French Revolution that killed several million French people. And it wasn't just the elites. It turned out the elites, a lot of them were running it to get rid of the royal family, have a mass culling, steal property nationwide, take over the empire, and then reboot it via Napoleon Bonaparte. So, again, that's the real arc of history there. And so when you read about Jacobins and you understand the program they wanted to carry out. They claimed they were going to just randomly take people from the entire culture and put them in power. But instead, they just overturned one corrupt system that wasn't completely out to destroy reality and put in something far worse, which only lasted 6-7 years. And then after that mass culling program, then it brings in the more fascist system, which is what you see in communist China or other areas where they come in, kill 100 million people, reprogram everybody, break up the families, put people in communal brainwashing facilities, and then relaunch the new system that tends to be quasi-capitalistic, but only on the top, communistic on the bottom. So when we come back, we'll look at this gentleman as the archetypal pseudo-intellectual who thought that he would get the election canceled because he was worried that the Republicans were going to steal the election. And so this is going to be a massive bomb. He's going to detonate inside D.C. on election day to bring in a civil emergency and trigger the Democrats carrying out larger civil emergencies across the country, a.k.a. martial law. We'll be right back to break this down on the other side, and hopefully we can all work together to stop it, because if you think he's the only one that just got caught, you're not living on the planet.
bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's confirmed. The left is activating their sleeper cells. They are preparing to stage terror attacks in the next 26 days, and it's only meant to escalate from there. The globalists don't even care if they win the midterms. They want to create a national emergency to try to drive Trump and the patriots out of the government because they know that we're bringing the country back and the prosperity is the ultimate Trump card against the globalists. So they are now about to make their move. But thank God, Trump and the patriots that we do have in the government are aware of this and are stopping these terror attacks before they take place. The only question is, can we stop them all?
Michelle says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. When they go low, we kick them.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are facing some very, very grave developments. We are seeing the exponential ratcheting up of terror attacks and attempted terror attacks in this nation by the weaponized left as part of a larger plan. That's the bad news. It's organized. The good news is we have a good chance of stopping it if we understand that we have the enemy's blueprint and that this is pre-organized and being orchestrated. Again, my friends, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Owen Schroyer's coming up later in the broadcast with other guests as well. And we have a lot of other big critical topics. We're going to be covering the latest on the hurricane, Michael, as well, and the aftermath of that that's still ongoing. But it is October 11th on this Thursday edition, 2018, just 26 days out from this incredibly vital, historic election. Now, remember, just so people understand, this is critical. My entire theme, really, the last few months is the left is going to ratchet up violence into the election. And if they saw Kavanaugh being confirmed, that would only accelerate that. So whether they win the midterms or not, they're going to go after your free speech. They're going to bully you. They're going to try to fully take control of the universities. They're going to fully try to take control of the streets of America and just set the precedent under mob rule that they control things. That's what fascists and communists always do. And this is being pre-organized. We've watched Soros and the globalists and the deep state leftists and the CIA that they control to a great extent still do this in Ukraine, do this in many other areas of the world. So this is a pre-planned operation that they carry out. So just yesterday, you see a man being busted, reportedly with a giant bomb he was cooking in his basement, because he was angry about Christians and angry about the Enlightenment. He was angry about the Renaissance. That's key to understanding who this guy's with. And he also pushed an ultra-leftist ideology called sortation, where you just randomly pick people to run the government with a computer. Gee, wonder who programs that. It's a technocratic scam. And in the first phases of it, the UN and others will randomly select these AstroTurf groups that are then NGOs that advise the government. But then they'll randomly with their actuaries pick very low educated, very malleable people who then are brought in and through a Delphi technique programmed by the governing class to then come up with an idea that already fits into what the globalists want. And so that's how Agenda 21 and all of these consensus-making fraud systems operate. But let me get into the article by Paul Joseph Watson on Infowars.com. And it should be noted that when Antifa is blocking roads and trying to cause people to drive through crowds and kill some folks so they can claim Charlottesville again and do a part two of that, it's important to note that, the national media says that, oh, my God, right-wingers in Portland are trying to run over innocent liberals that were just walking down the street. You see the media. You see the controlled corporate press. You see the government. You see the Antifa. You see the police standing down in these blue cities to carry out these incredible frauds. But the good news is, despite the fact that they've banned almost all conservatives off the internet to counter this, Antifa themselves uploads it proudly, and 90% of the comments are just horrified by what on earth are you doing, just randomly beating people's cars with batons because they're white and you're white, screaming F you whiting. So let's start getting into this article, because just like they're covering up for Antifa, or just like they're covering up for Islam's radical attacks when they're raping people by the tens of thousands every few weeks and murdering people every day and running over people, it's never Islamic terror. It's always a German man, a Swedish man, a group of Dutch men raped a little girl, and then it's always illegal alien invaders that have been brought in and given a silver spoon. Man who planned D.C. suicide bombing wanted to stop Republicans suspending electoral process. Domestic terrorist was angry about the country's direction. The man accused of building an explosive device as part of an election day suicide bomb plot wrote of how he was angry about the country's direction and wanted to stop what he claimed was a conspiracy by Republicans to suspend the electoral process. Now, we come back from break in a few minutes. I'm going to get into this individual's name, his background, the specifics of how he hated the Enlightenment. He hated the Renaissance. And he believed that the Republicans were going to stage terror attacks and claim that the Democrats did it to suspend the election. Now, think about that. I've analyzed the globalist attack profile. They sold us out to China. They were going to finally bring the country down, get rid of free speech. Trump's only partially in control of the executive. Hillary still has her operatives in there. So does Obama. And they're acting like they're going to remove Trump and saying they're going to have a civil emergency to drive him from power. And that's what Soros and his son are openly funding. That's the documents we got in January, how even when Obama was in, they were planning to cause race riots. Antifa was to be the trigger, and then that was going to be used to basically suspend elections. And then Obama could sign an executive order suspending the electoral process. Well, that's what he's saying Trump's planning. So what have I been hammering for months? And what has Mike Adams been hammering? We're already under a civil emergency. Trump never revoked the civil emergency that Obama put into place. He put his own civil emergency in when it came to human trafficking overseas. He's got to declare an emergency to suspend the emergency under the law. And then by suspending the emergency, he can remove the emergency groups that Obama put in place under the different executive orders that we lay out in those articles that detail it. One of the big ones is countering foreign propaganda and disinformation, which then they claim all Patriot information is Russian, so it can then be attacked by the stay-behind networks inside the CIA. So as you notice, everything I warned you about is coming together. They know Trump is aware of the plan. They know Trump understands that what we're laying out here is deadly accurate and completely on target, not just from our sources, but my own research and understanding the enemy. And so this just confirms everything we've already seen, the escalation of violence, mainline leftists, mainline newspaper editors calling for, you know, killing Republicans' families, killing the president, killing the vice president, killing talk show hosts, is all trying to give the green light to people like this individual who were decoys and probably had accomplices and was wound up to then go out when there is the big terror attacks carried out by professionals. This guy will be the patsy that gets taken down. But if you can roll up the patsies, then you can find out who was handling them, and you better believe that's what's going on with this. This is absolutely critical. So when we come back, I'm going to get into the article from Paul Joseph Watson. Everything you need to understand, the big picture, is there. This is a Rosetta Stone, and I am getting chills, the strongest I've ever gotten, and we are over the target here, ladies and gentlemen. So When we come back, we're going to break this down. Please don't forget they're trying to shut us down 26 days out. They're trying to take our payment processors. They're trying to annihilate us. They've got all sorts of harassment teams 24-7 against us because they don't want us on air when they carry this out and when they carry out the stuff that's going to happen into next year. We're trying to stop the emergency by March of next year. They intend to have Trump completely driven from office. We believe we can stop it way before then, but we've got to all be vigilant. We've got to all get the word out on this to maximize the awareness, particularly by local law enforcement and others. But we've got to be hyper-vigilant right now. Please don't forget, we have got the biggest sale in our history going right now. Christmas, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday all rolled into one at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off all the high-quality supplements and a bunch of other specials. I don't even have time to get into here today, but this is your chance to get your shopping in now and get your products in now before it's too late and they potentially shut down InfoWars. We need to build up our war chest right now. You need great products. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the
sun. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here back live. You have to understand that we have called it yet again. And that's why they want us off the air. That's why we're the number one enemy after Trump, because we will cover the hard subjects that other talk show hosts are too afraid to cover. We broach them. We put them out first. We make it safe for others to be able to talk about it, to investigate it, and to research it. We hit the barbed wire, or as it's been said, we are the test pilots here at InfoWars.com. Now, we know it's the left and the globalists that don't want Trump in, that don't want an American resurgence, that don't want a Second Amendment. We know they're the ones trying to shut down InfoWars. We know they're the ones trying to brainwash and sexualize your kids and sabotage the nation and our future. We know Soros funded violent terror attacks and attacking police stations and the government buildings 4 years ago to overthrow Ukraine. We know he's buying full-page ads in the New York Times saying overthrow Trump and Pence, drive them from power. They've been doing this for several years, the last 21 months. Now with 26 days out, suddenly, oh, the left is out blocking roads, trying to create crises, trying to get people run over so they can then call them right-wing white supremacists that did it. That's what local news is doing. Antifa just blocks random roads, starts beating people's cars all over the place. That's their order. So now you have this individual who's busted, reportedly building a 200-pound bomb in his basement because he believes the Enlightenment and Christianity and the Renaissance is evil and must be stopped. What's that tell you where he's coming from? And he wants this system of randomly selected people to run things. That's pure Jacobin brainwashing. Doesn't mean he's an actual Jacobin or an Illuminist. It means he's bought into the chili, the Kool-Aid. And he wants to carry out a terror attack, killing potentially thousands during the election in the mall in front of the Washington Monument when all the kids are there for field trips. And everybody's out for the election to draw attention to the fact that it isn't leftists that are staging the terror attacks that he believes will be going on that day or days before it, that the Republicans are going to stage to blame on the left. You see how that works? I've got to go out and carry out a terror attack to prove it's the Republicans doing the terror attack. This guy is the classic cutout. I've done a lot of research on him. Classic cutout decoy. A mental patient who they would have out there with a bomb, who they would then load up with pro-Trump paraphernalia, you name it. There's a lot of different angles they could go with, but the globalists tell you how they even do this. Remember the movie Arlington Road, where they trick the professor to think he's going to stop the terror attack, but then he actually gets blamed for it? That's exactly what they did with McVeigh. He was there trying to go around setting up militias to stop terror attacks. When they said they were going to go ahead and carry out a real one, he blew the whistle, tried to stop it. They drugged him up, and the rest is history, and that all came out in court. But that's a side issue. Let me go over this article for you right now. Man who planned D.C. bombing wanted to stop Republicans suspending electoral process, so he was going to bomb things to stop the election. Investigators scoured his home and discovered a bomb that weighed 200 pounds, but included only 8 pounds of explosive black powder, reports NBC News. Had he been successful, Rosenfeld's alleged plot could have claimed the lives of innocent bystanders and caused untold destruction, said FBI Assistant Director in Charge William Sweeney. 56-year-old Paul Rosenfeld of Tampa, of Topan, New York, planned to blow himself up on the National Mall in D.C. on Election Day, according to FBI, who say Rosenfeld confessed the plot. News reports about the plot heavily emphasize Rosenfeld's motive to draw attention to sortation, which is a political theory that advocates the random selection of government officials. It sounds like Idiocracy. However, most reports are absent indications that the accused terrorist appears to be left-leaning. Yeah, they're covering that up. In one of the blogs, Rosenfeld complained about undue corporate influence of democracy, which he blamed on Christian-infused political philosophy from the Enlightenment. Notice the opposite of what we stand for. What ended slavery? What empowered women? What gave us medicine, the literature, the art, the science? He also voiced a conspiracy theory that Republicans were planning to claim that terrorists had infiltrated the Democratic Party as a pretext to suspend voting and permanently install themselves in the White House. No, that's what Obama was planning. We have the actual documents from 2015, but he failed because blacks wouldn't riot. Even today, despite all our democratic pretensions in the U.S., one might easily imagine a scenario in which President Jeb Bush, following an act of nuclear terrorism, suspends the electoral process under the pretext that terrorists have infiltrated the Democratic Party. A perpetual dynasty of Bush leaders would be a plausible outcome, wrote Rosenfeld. Rosenfeld's leftist political beliefs will stoke more concern than extreme rhetoric by the likes of Maxine Waters, Hillary Clinton, and others who've radicalized extremist fringe elements on the left who may lash out with violent attacks. So, look, folks, we're going to learn more as this unfolds, but we've seen the globalists do this in other countries. We know the rhetoric they're using. We know that they've got raw story editors, you know, head editors saying, you know, oh, Scalise, you're a baby. You know, we're defending ourselves when you got shot. All this stuff is them normalizing this atmosphere, believing that they can then have provocateurs go out, carry out attacks, and then the real terrorists behind that will go in and stage even bigger events, which they believe will then scare Americans into submission, and they believe will cause the stock market to crash, and then they can use this to basically order the American people to sue for peace to the globalists in the name of stability. I think they've bet wrong. I think that they're jumping the shark. I think their intimidation is only making you wake up and realize how tyrannical they are, and that acquiescing to them is only going to cause the total enslavement of our civilization and our society. We cannot surrender to this. This is capitulation. And I have been predicting that they're going to bomb crowds. They're going to bomb universities. They're going to bomb schools. They're going to bomb so-called liberal targets. And then they're going to claim that regardless of whoever did it, it's Trump's rhetoric and it's Trump demonizing the press that caused it and deserves to now be removed from office. When Trump's never attacking the press, he attacks fake news, individual liars, and groups that are frauds, and he says that they're the enemy of our country coming back, which they are. All they try to do is demoralize us. But here's the biggest issue. 26 days out, you have to understand that this guy's ideology is core Illuminist brainwashing. It isn't Illuminist doctrine. It's what the Illuminists tell the useful idiots that believe the utopia they're going to build. This is right out of French Revolution stuff. The leftist left-hand path. That's when you get the term in politics, leftist. Before it was liberal, egalitarian, renaissance. And they were always wanting more freedoms for individuals, more freedoms for everybody. And wanting to take care of the poor, you name it. You had the right hand that was more like war and dictatorial and, you know, let poor people pull themselves up by the bootstraps, which you could argue has a lot of validity in the whole liberal system, so you don't get too weak, but you don't want the right to get too out of control. And so you have the more, you know, liberal inclination to be nice and sweet versus the right wing to be, you know, real male and strong. Leftist is not that. Leftist is associated with liberal. It has nothing to do with it. It is the Jacobin philosophy of coming in, taking control of society, and then building it in your new image of absolute terror, absolute domination, absolute human suffering, with a tiny elite on top, a human face having a boot stomping on it forever, the priest of power, absolute will of domination, trampling and being trampled, quote George Orwell. We'll be right back on the other side, 26 days out, countdown to a major decision.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here. Thank you for joining us again on this Thursday edition, 26 days out. And I want to be clear to new viewers and listeners. I know a lot of this can be frightening, especially because you've seen how much of what we've talked about come true. I'm not telling you all this to scare you. I'm telling you this is going on because we can stop this together, or if they still carry out these attacks, we can be aware of who's behind it, and we can mitigate the situation and not let them use the crisis that they've created to further take our liberties and stampede us off the edge of an authoritarian cliff. But the most important thing I can say at this point that I always, in the still of the night, mean to come on air and say, and then I get on air and get so distracted by all the minutia of information that I don't get back to basics. I love God. I know most of you love God and have a relationship with God. And just because we have a relationship with God doesn't mean we're all perfect. Doesn't mean all of us have the answers. But those of us that love God automatically are humble, and we don't feel like we should be preachers. We don't feel like we should be out telling people about God because we're God-fearing, and we realize that, you know, we're all wicked as the day is long. But we're pointed towards God, our pole star, our North Star. And I just want to remind everybody and remind myself here, really, that God is not an afterthought. Jesus Christ is not an afterthought. And that the most important thing we can do in this critical time is get on our knees, seek God's face, get in that quiet place, the Most High, and really ask God for guidance and ask God what we can do to be strong and to tell the truth and to reach out and to help ourselves and help others. And just to pray that God lead, guide, and direct us, because it's God that is our general, that is our king, that is in command. And only through divine providence and only through divine discernment can we understand the enemy's plan and defeat it. We can't do it alone. It's God. And God is all about free will. That's why God allows evil in the world, because he's allowed free will. He's created us in the image of himself so that we can experience the universe. Each one of us is our own universe, our own conscious universe, our own system, interfacing with the greater universe that God created. So you think about that. That's what our souls, our spirit are, those contained information, that universe, that free will. And the enemy, vampirically, psychically, energetically, wants to sap that. And that's what this whole attack is, ladies and gentlemen. And so I just want everyone to understand that I love you, I appreciate you, and I'm honored to know you. And I just pray that God move on all of us with his spirit, his Holy Spirit, and raise us up and help us be strong in these tribulations, these times when the whole world government's beginning to form and the mark of the beast is coming in. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. And it's going to be during these dark times and these years coming ahead that we're all going to be tested, and our spirits are going to be tested. Our free will is going to be tested, and this is the test. This is boot camp. This is the trials. Because nothing good in this universe is free. And I just seek God's face and say, please help us be strong. Please help the blow not fall as hard. Please help many people come through this test, as many as possible, and find you and make it through and not have their soul stolen. And please help our president, and please help the people around him to be strong and to not be manipulated. And please help the American people, people of the world, and law enforcement and the military and everybody to be strong and to be wide-eyed and be aware of what's happening and stop the enemy's plans and to confound their plans and to sabotage their plans, and that the pits they dig for us that they fall into, and that the enemy be confused and that we be given clarity and vision so that we can stop these monsters that would seek to destroy our children and would seek to hurt the little ones that you've admonished us against hurting. So that we can turn the tide for my children and the other children. We know we've been wicked. We know we don't deserve anything but destruction and hell, but you sent your son, Jesus, to reprieve us. But you said it's going to protect the children. We ask you to protect President Trump. We thank you for President Trump. And we just ask that your spirit move across the leaders in the world to change their hearts. We ask you to put up a hedge of protection against Obama and Hillary and Soros and his son and these evil actors that serve their father. And we thank you for protecting us from Satan and all of his minions. And we ask you, whatever your plan is, to protect us as much as you can. But we understand your plan is perfect, and that whatever has to happen to us individually, we accept it. And we thank you for the gift of consciousness in everything you've done. We just thank you, awesome creator of the universe. We just thank you for everything. And that's why I don't like to pray on air, because I start crying. But we all can feel the presence of God with us right now. And it's a very, very special time to be alive. And the whole future destiny of humanity is being chosen. And there will be a remnant to make it through this. And I just am very sad that most people, most flesh is not going to be spared. And I don't think the tribulation is right around the corner, but it is all being fulfilled. The mark of the beast, the world government, not being able to buy or sell. Giant images, 20 to 50 feet tall, described in the Bible, of this beast that everyone worships, that speaks. You ask it questions, it knows everything, and it's everywhere in the world, in all the town squares, and all the homes. It's a huge hologram. And then he doesn't have an image. He has his machines that it describes like locust, flying locust and walking locust. You think how a locust looks like a helicopter or a drone, and how they're just all mechanized, and the beast controls it, and they're all in just huge swarms and mountains of fire and, you know, attack ships coming out of the heavens and huge wars. I mean, this is going to be spectacular. We're talking huge robot wars, world government, plagues being released. It's going to be unbelievable. And then if God doesn't move it at the last minute, the whole earth will be destroyed. I mean, this is you're going to see all of it. And it was all envisioned because God gives us free will, but he also gives you an instruction manual because he's not going to put his children into something like this. He loves you so much he wants you to have free will, and it tortures him to see each soul he loses. But then, I wouldn't even call it cheating. It's not cheating. He gives us the knowledge. He gives us the warning. And he knows that it'll be at the time when everybody can hear the warning and everybody can see the warning. And now we're at a point where almost every person on earth is going to be able to see the warnings and know the warnings and have that decision. So as they see prophecy fulfilled, they will then have to know God is real. And then it's going to get really bad. And a lot of people that went with the devil are going to actually have the biggest revival ever. And then the devil's going to say, kill these people. And his folks that you see being beta tested with the Antifa and the Democrats, and now they're all, wow, we kill our babies. We love the devil. We love Satan. This is who they are. And you have to understand they're just committed to evil. Like the creator of Minecraft just said, he goes, you know, I used to be like a liberal. These aren't liberals. These are leftist monsters. These people are out of control. These people are demons. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and do one more segment, and then Owen Schroyer is going to take over. I just want to encourage everyone to remember, without your prayers, without your support, we're not going to be here. InfoWars is in your hands. And I'm proud at a certain level that we are public enemy number one to Hillary and all these folks like Soros, but they are working around the clock in real racketeering with the corporations, big tech, everywhere to shut us down and demonize me and try to destroy us. And I just want to be strong for this fight, and I want to go on as long as we can, and that really is up to you. So we have the biggest sale ever, 50% off. We have free shipping store-wide, a bunch of other big specials, InfoWarsStore.com. And we're having a new Christmas and Black Friday and Cyber Monday, all the sales we had planned out right now, because if they take our payment processors, what they're trying to do, they weren't taking PayPal, and they're fighting hard on the others. I mean, it's total harassment. Then we'll be in a real crisis. That's why we want to go ahead and just sell everything out in the warehouse of super high quality. Get your T-shirts, get your books, get your water filters, get it all, and help provision us so that we're not running on empty if this stuff goes down. But whatever you do, pray for us, and I appreciate you, and I thank you. We'll be right back on the other side, InfoWars.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Humanity and goodness doesn't awaken until the enemy is overconfident and launches its full plan. When people say, your plan isn't just to take over and be in charge, your plan is to pull everything down and enslave everybody and just an exercise of raw satanic power, and the enemy's always, yes, that is a plan. And then people go, well, whoa, I better fight you. And evil always thinks it's intimidated you. It just it has blind spots. It doesn't think a lot of moves ahead. It does the same formulas over and over again. That's how we've learned how their formulas operate. And they think we're weak because we could, those of us that have discernment could be running everything we wanted to, but we don't desire that. And so that's why evil is allowed to take over, is because we don't take our proper place in governance and stewardship over this planet and over the universe. And until we take our full responsibility to not put up with evil and not be pushed around by it, we will be destroyed. And again, that doesn't mean I'm on a high horse. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I don't repent for things I've done. But it was always things of the flesh, never consciously trying to screw anybody over, never loving evil. Now, that said, I want to play a report because I saw this report. I forgot about it. And they removed 35,000, 36,000 of our great videos. And I was reviewing some of my son, Rex Jones's incredible videos that he's done lately. And I saw this one he did. Rex Jones challenges David Hogg to a debate from March of this year, when David Hogg was calling me names and demonizing me and attacking me and lying about me. And I politely said, debate me. Because he'd already challenged me, then he backed out. my son challenged him. And so it's these type of videos they don't want out there. So that's why I'm going to re-air this and get it out there. He's had a million views when they took it down. And I'm just so proud of my son, Rex, who's now 16. He did this when he was 15. And I really think he's a man now. And I'm really, really proud of him, and I love him. So I thought, well, we should air this report and then come back with Owen Schroyer on the other side. Here is the report.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hello, Mr. Hogg. My name is Rex Jones, and I want to make a public statement about you claiming to speak for my generation about guns.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking. They've gotten used to being protective of their position, chewing safety, the safety of inaction. Inaction is no longer safe, and to that we say no more.
Hogg, you claim that the establishment is shaking in its boots in fear of you. No, they love you. They love gun control. They've wanted this for years.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Here's the legislation that you supported in Georgia, the last assault weapons ban Democrats in your state pushed, and I'm quoting from the legislation right here. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations shall seize and take possession of any assault weapon, large capacity magazine, armor-piercing bullet, or incendiary 50 caliber bullet. Shall seize and take possession of.
It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
You've heard people say, you'll have to pry my guns from my cold dead hands. Okay.
It is admitted they want to disarm the American people, just as they have done with so many corrupt regimes in the past. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, North Korea. Do you think those places, do you think those corrupt leaders allowed their citizens to have guns? Do you think that the Jews were able to protect themselves when Hitler put them in concentration camps? No, they were disarmed, and that's why they were enslaved. Hogg, you're a public figure, and you call my dad a piece of SHI you-know-what, and you say all kinds of other horrible things. You've challenged him to a debate and then backed out of it. The fact is, you and your fellow students have been handpicked by the mainstream media to misrepresent the American people and make it look like the average young American teen wants to have their First and Second Amendment taken away. Many people in your name, such as CNN, have called for my father to be banned off YouTube and claim that it's bullying to say that it's authoritarianism to repeal the Second Amendment. Mainstream media uses you as a child human shield so that you can go out and make outrageous statements without anyone being allowed to rebut you without being labeled a bully. The truth is, Mr. Hogg, that George Soros and the groups funding your anti-gun march are a clear and present danger to this country and draw clear parallels to Nazi Germany and the authoritarian regimes of the past.
Well, David Hogg, here we are. We're at the Peace Officers Memorial in downtown Austin. These brave men and women took an oath to uphold the Constitution. The sheriff in your state did too, but he didn't protect y'all. He stayed outside while the massacre happened. And you like to blame that on guns? I say we shouldn't blame that on guns. We should blame that on the sheriff that failed to act. But no, you make apologies for him. You said that going down a barrel of an AR-15 is dangerous, and you understood why he was scared. Going down the barrel of an AR-15 is that man's job. And for you to make apologies for him is absolutely disgusting. The veterans who died in the Revolutionary War and in the War of 1812. They died to protect this country from the British. They died to protect their civil rights in World War II and World War I. American soldiers went across the globe to protect our freedoms. You say that those freedoms are obsolete, that no one needs a weapon of war. Were you taught in school, David Hogg, about how our country was founded? Were you taught in school that at Lexington and Concord, the British came for our firearms and our weapons, and we said no, and we defended our country with all of our might and strength? And that's how we became the most free, the most prosperous, and the most successful nation on earth to the date? Do you know how that happened? Brave men and women, like the men and women behind me, stood up and they said, no, we will not submit to tyranny. And that is what you were doing. You were submitting to tyranny. You are begging to have the rights that our forefathers fought for stripped away. You say, yes, please take my rights. I say, no, you're not going to take my rights.
Well, I'm 15 years old, Mr. Hogg, and I don't need talking points or a little teleprompter behind my CNN interview screen to get my point across. I'm backed up by statistics and facts. You are backed up by falsities and lies. Mr. Hogg, my dad publicly invited you to come on his show and debate him. You shied away and crawled back under your rock. I, Rex Jones, would like to publicly challenge you to debate me. Name the time, name the place, name the venue. I will do it.
Great job, Rex. We're really proud of you. And I want to thank the listeners and viewers for supporting InfoWars. It's because you've supported InfoWars and helped us build this organization and this platform that we're even able to be on the air like this today. And so we've really built quite a organization and quite an institution, dreaded by the enemy, loved by patriots all over the world. So for myself and my family and the crew, we want to thank you for supporting InfoWars. I want to thank the crew who puts up with my frustration with the globalists and sometimes my, let's just say, radioactive personality. I want to praise them and just give them a round of applause. And I want to thank all of you again for just standing up for the bullies, period, and how far we've come. That said, you have InfoWars in your hands. It's the truth. You are the word of mouth that gets around the censors now without you spreading the word daily. On email, in person, on talk radio, on C-SPAN, however you do it, the InfoWars Army will be defeated. And we're a key flagship in the fight. The enemy's gunning for us, okay? And at the same time, without your financial support, we won't be here. And the enemy, you know, I mean, I'll give you the report. Informationally, we're winning. Culturally, we're winning. But when it comes to our operational structure itself, they're targeting it. So we're winning the war, but InfoWars, you know, is on fire, basically, both politically, culturally in a good way, but also financially. If they're able to shut us down, it will be a big victory for them. And that's why, as you know, they're trying to shut down our shopping cart, everything right now. You can still get in there and order the great products, the books, the T-shirts. Most of you I know have been on the fence. You spread the word, but you've never bought any products. You've never gotten a T-shirt. You've never done stuff like that. I'm asking you today that silent majority to go look at the great products. Everybody could take some X2. Even though we're selling out of it, it's the last run, 50% off. Everybody could try some Brainforce and Amazing Nootropic. Leading competitors are way more expensive than we are, aren't even as good. It's 50% off, free shipping store-wide right now. 50% off on all the supplements, a bunch of other big discounts, free shipping, all of those big sales rolled into one. Christmas, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all at once at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to run this special throughout the month, but some things will be selling out. But I've said we're going to run this until everything sells out, period. And so we'll have an emergency war chest built to go into the future, and I'll be hardened against enemy attacks. All right, the next hour has come with Owen Schroyer and more. I should be back in studio tomorrow. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.